During a town hall event at a barber shop in the Bronx earlier this week, former President Donald Trump was asked about the possibility of eliminating the federal income tax. And his answer, I think, reveals something about what Trump understands about fiscal policy, and also, maybe more importantly, something that he doesn't seem to quite grasp. Hi, folks. I'm Eric Boehm with Reason Magazine. Thanks for joining us on this edition of American Radio Journal. Trump was at that event at the barbershop in the Bronx for a Fox News town hall this week. Yeah, for real, at a barbershop in the Bronx, wild stuff. And honestly, kudos to his campaign for demonstrating this willingness to think outside the box on some of these things. Of course, just last weekend, there was that brilliant moment where Trump was working the French fry machine in the drive-thru window at that McDonald's in the Philly suburbs. And I mean this sincerely, I think his campaign has done a terrific job of kind of rethinking the way presidential campaigns work and getting out there, doing outreach and doing events that sort of put Trump in front of audiences that are different from that of a typical presidential campaign. It's been really successful. And at that event in the Bronx, one of the questions that Trump took was about whether he would support the elimination of the federal income tax. And of course, the context here is that Trump has already called for exempting a lot of income from that tax, including income from tips and from Social Security payments. And as I've discussed on this program before and written at Reason, yeah, I'm a little bit skeptical about whether any of those things will actually come to pass. A lot of it would require congressional approval, and there's a lot of fiscal decisions there to be made. But regardless, Trump has supported these things. And so he was asked whether he would also support just a full elimination of the federal income tax. Here's a little snippet of what he said in response.
You know, in the old days, when we were a smart country, in the 1890s and all, this is when the country was relatively the richest it ever was. It had all tariffs. It didn't have an income tax.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now we have income taxes, and we have people that are dying. They're paying tax, and they don't have the money to pay the tax. No, in the old days, 1890, 1880, we had so much money, they had to set up committees, blue ribbon committees, how to spend our wealth. We had no idea how to spend it with so much money. Then we went to the income tax system, and the rest is sort of history.
Now, as a libertarian, I have to applaud this impulse. The income tax sucks. It sucks. It's a real burden that creates a disincentive to work and unfairly robs productive Americans of their earnings. And Trump is right. There was a time when the country didn't have an income tax. There was a very small income tax originally created to fund the Civil War, but that was just temporary. And then the income tax, as we know it today, was created after the passage of the 16th Amendment in 1913. So I have to also applaud Trump for talking more about fiscal policy in this campaign than I expected that he would. He's promised to cut some taxes, as I've already discussed, and to raise others, of course, most notably tariffs, which are taxes on imported goods. Now, Trump being Trump, you know, I don't think he was being entirely serious when he made that comparison to the 1890s. But it is a useful illustration of the missing piece in his fiscal policy plans. See, if you want to cut the government's funding to 1890s levels and you want to use 1890s methods to get there, well, then you have to cut spending to 1890s levels too. So where is the plan to do that? For that matter, where is any plan to cut spending? Realistically, of course, we're not going to cut the government back to 1890s levels, as much as I might like that. Measured as a share of GDP, federal spending in the 1890s was about 3%. In 2024, government spending equaled about 24% of GDP, so 7.5 times higher. Currently, America's GDP is about $28 trillion. So if you were to cut the government back to 1890s levels, then that would mean the government could spend no more than $900 billion next year. That's a big number, of course, $900 billion, but it pales in comparison to the $6 trillion that we spent this year. And even at that level, even at $900 billion, I'm not sure that tariffs would be able to fund the government entirely, as Trump suggested. It's also, you know, we should talk about how you would spend that $900 billion. Let's put it in context. Social Security alone cost $1.4 trillion this year. The interest on the existing national debt cost $890 billion this year. So you pay the bill on the debt, and then you're left with about $10 billion left to do everything else. So goodbye, military. Goodbye, Social Security. Goodbye, Medicare. Goodbye to all of that. You simply can't have 1890s tax policy and 2020s entitlement plans. You have to pick one. And again, look, I'd love to see the government spend less, a lot less. Trump is at least directionally correct here. But when the government is running a huge deficit, as it currently is, you can't just start cutting taxes until you also cut spending. There is a huge disconnect right now between the amount that the government, between the amount of government that Americans get and what they pay for. And closing that gap should be priority number one for any Republican, because it certainly won't be the Democrats that do it. So Trump needs a plan to cut spending, a real one, not just vague promises about reducing regulations or attacking waste, fraud, and abuse. That's all fine and good, but it doesn't get you very far. And until I see that plan or hear him talk about it a bit more, I'm going to remain kind of skeptical about these other tax policies that he's talking about. Because in Trump's first year in office, because in Trump's first term in office, he was not exactly a paragon of fiscal responsibility. He added $8 trillion to the debt in just 4 years, and much of that was before the pandemic hit. I also don't need Trump to roll us all the way back to the 1890s. I mean, heck, I would take the 1980s, when the government was running deficits that at the time looked huge, but were far more responsible than where we are at today. For Reason Magazine, I'm Eric Boehm. Check out the rest of our coverage of the final stages of this year's presidential campaign and everything else that we're working on at Reason.com. And catch me right back here next week on another edition of American Radio Journal.